Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly today in New York with a defiant speech, saying Israel must, quote, finish the job in doing away with Hamas in Gaza. Several of the gathered diplomats walked out before his speech. He's been under international pressure to end the war in Gaza. Sharon Sobota has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was greeted by delegates who turned their backs on him and walked out of the United Nations meeting where he spoke today.
Please order in the hall. Please order in the hall.
Netanyahu gave a defiant speech despite growing international isolation over his refusal to end the devastating war in Gaza. Netanyahu started his United Nations address today with a non-nuanced elementary school-style pop quiz.
Who has murdered Americans and Europeans in cold blood? Is it A, Al-Qaeda, B, Hamas, C, Hezbollah, D, Iran, or E, all of the above? Correct. Again. So here's the point I wanted to make. Our enemies hate all of us with equal venom. They want to drag the modern world back to the past, to a dark age of violence, fanaticism, and terror.
Netanyahu praised U.S. President Donald Trump.
President Trump understands better than any other leader that Israel and America face a common threat. He showed the world that when Iran and its proxies murder Americans, take Americans hostage, shout death to America, burn American flags, and try to assassinate the President of the United States, not once, but twice, he showed them there is a price to pay for all that.
He slammed the countries that have announced recognizing Palestinian statehood.
What you're doing is giving the ultimate reward to intolerant fanatics who perpetrated and supported the October 7th massacre. Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
Nida Laffy was part of a large group of people who gathered outside of the UN in protest of Netanyahu's appearance.
Thousands of people came out to the streets of New York City to protest against him being here, against his address, and against the 2 years of ongoing genocide that the U.S. has supported Israel throughout. People see the truth through these lies. We saw today so many people got up and walked out of Netanyahu's address, right? And that's indicative of how much the narrative and the truth has really prevailed in the past 2 years. World leaders can say what they want to say. They can spew the narratives they want to spew. But the truth is the people are watching a genocide and the people are seeing through that.
Reporting for Pacifica, KPFA, I'm Sharon Sobota.